Everything that rocks.
Well, good morning. Oh, good morning indeed. 7-Eleven, thank you so much for hanging out. We got a high of 50 today. Sunshine pretty much throughout. Tonight, cloudy, chance for some rain after 10 and a low of 41. Right now, it's 38.
Sit down and relax. Rock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, according to a new survey conducted by AAA, drivers are getting more comfortable with the idea of self-driving cars. That's right. These days, 63% of drivers would be uncomfortable riding in one. That's down quite a bit from 78% of drivers just last year. That's how much has changed in a year. With millennials and men being most willing to buy a vehicle with self-driving features. Now, I thought that last one was pretty interesting. Men being the most comfortable in buying a self-driving car. And you may think, well, that seems kind of weird. Isn't that driving kind of like a manly thing? You know, guys in their cars. Whatever. And it is. I love to drive, all right? When we go on trips, I'm doing pretty much 98% of the driving. And Kiki sits in the passenger seat, enjoys the scenery, or takes a nap. I just love driving. But here is why men are willing to buy self-driving cars. It's as simple as this. They're thinking about all the sex they can have in the back seat while the car is doing the driving. That's it. It's not some technical reason. There's not some long-winded explanation. Guys want self-driving cars so they can get it on in the back seat. Plain and simple, man. Because we're a bunch of dirty pervs and we want to feel like we're in high school again. If I ever get a self-driving car, I'm going to make sure I get one. It doesn't even need front seats. Just screw it. I'll put it in self-driving mode and I'll be a Kiki. Let's get in the back. Me and you, toots. The Tecmo Bowl, NFL video game, the classic Tecmo Bowl, which debuted way back in 1989, ran its yearly Super Bowl simulation, and it looks like the Eagles are going to pull an upset victory over the Patriots by a score of 16-10. Now, in case you were wondering, Tecmo Bowl is 2-1 over the past, 2-for-1 over the past few years, getting last year's Patriots victory over the Falcons correct and the Patriots victory over the Seahawks in Super Bowl 49 correct. But it did whiff 2 years ago, picking the Panthers to beat the Broncos, which should give the Patriots fan at least a little bit of hope that there's a chance for victory here. I don't know, man. I think that's pretty good. I think that's a pretty good guess. However, saying Tom Brady is only going to score 10 points is kind of silly. So I guess we'll just wait and see. We'll wait and see. And lastly, former Disney star Adam Hicks was arrested for armed robbery on Wednesday. Sources told TMZ that he and his girlfriend were going up to people in San Fernando Valley in that area, sticking a gun in their faces and demanding money. Two of the victims were women in their 70s. Hicks was on the Disney Channel shows Zeke and Luther and A Pair of Kings and one of the stars of Disney's TV movie Lemonade Mouth. He is currently on the Hulu series Freakish. He's 25. Well, he won't be on that for long. According to TMZ, Hicks has two prior arrests for firing a gun in July and for battery in September. The charges were dropped in both cases due to lack of evidence. Why is there something about Disney that turns child stars into raving psychos later on in life? It's like, hey, come let your kid be an actor for Disney. I promise you will screw him up way better than you ever could. Oh, and one last thing. Will Ferrell going to be hosting SNL tomorrow night with musical guest Chris Stapleton. I cannot wait for that show. Hey, that's your morning dump. Feel better, don't it?